BY Weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74, winds out of the southeast 20 to 25 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 54, cloudy. Overcast skies again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, highs around 61. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers are paying high prices for fertilizer, but it's also becoming increasingly difficult to even secure input shipments because of the unreliability of rail service. Deputy Ag Secretary Jewel Brona said this week in the first day of a two-day hearing held by the Surface Transportation Board. She said Union Pacific recently announced a cutback in the number of cars it had online, and they've heard reports the railroad had asked fertilizer shippers to reduce their volumes by 20%. But a spokesman from the Fertilizer Institute said the individual companies have reached deals with the UP to avoid the reduction in deliveries. The world is watching and wondering about this year's wheat harvest, both in Kansas and abroad. The combination of expanding drought conditions and steep input prices in the U.S. and the continued impact of the Russian invasion of Ukraine has the markets and farmers on both sides of the world on edge. A collection of resources from policymakers to analysts have insights into the economic impact of the current geopolitics. Justin Gilpin, the CEO of Kansas Wheat, said the growing season has an unprecedented combination of geopolitics, weather, and some of the highest fertilizer prices and chemical inputs. But farmers here and abroad will remain resilient, reminders of the importance of agriculture as a constant in a world full of conflict. Michael Anderson, U.S. Wheat Associates, says while the Russia-Ukraine conflict remains the biggest driver of wheat future prices, U.S. winter wheat in drought conditions across the plains becoming an increasingly bullish factor. He said the latest concerns is likely to overshadow USDA's recent estimate for a slight increase in winter wheat acres with potentially serious implications for supplies heading into summer. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Topeka police say night cleaning crews arrived just before midnight on Wednesday at Capital City Nissan to find the garage door broken and an SUV missing. Capital City Nissan marketing director Alan Hill showed security camera footage of the break-in Thursday morning where a man came through the back door to the service department. The man is seen fumbling around a laptop, getting in and out of a white SUV before getting in a blue Rogue and plowing his way out. A short time later, 27-year-old Ryder Leppin of Colorado was found inside the damaged Rogue in the 6800 block of Southeast Evans. Leppin was arrested without incident and booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. A joint response from firefighters with the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County battled a house fire Thursday night near 55th Street South in Seneca. Wichita Fire Battalion Chief Doug Winter said they found a couple of animals and were able to get them out of the home. No people were home when crews responded to the fire, reported around 9 p.m. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. The all-new, all-electric Kia EV6 is here, and that's not all. Plus, the all-new 2023 Sportage has landed, expanding the hybrid and electric SUV lineup to four models. Kia continues to innovate as each is built big enough to comfortably fit your family while saving you money at the pump. Reserve yours today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. And as always, Midwest Kia has the better way to buy. That means taking care of our local customers first, transparent pricing, and giving you fair value for your trade up front. Plus, all new Kias come with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. Reserve one of four new hyper-efficiency models in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Kansas will be tightening its rules for adults receiving food assistance, even though critics have warned that its new law is so sloppily written that it will apply to thousands more people than supporters intended. The Republican-controlled legislature on Thursday overrode Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a GOP bill imposing a new job training requirement for non-disabled adults. The votes were 86-36 in the House and 29-11 in the Senate. Republicans said only non-disabled adults from 18 to 49 without children will be covered, but Democrats argue the new rules could apply to any adult not working at least 30 hours a week. The YMCA of Hutchinson and Reno County and the Greater Wichita YMCA Board of Directors approved a plan to bring the associations together to foster greater investment in Hutchinson to strengthen kids, residents' physical and emotional health, and the community's overall well-being. A transition period will take place over the next several months. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dane's now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dane's Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Officials say progress has been made toward fully containing a deadly southwestern Nebraska wildfire that has been burning since last week. The Nebraska Emergency Management Agency said in a news release on Thursday that crews have 88% of the Road 702 fire contained behind fire breaks. More than 220 firefighters and other personnel have been working in recent days to dig trenches and create other breaks to contain the fire, which has burned an estimated 68 square miles of mostly grass and farmland. Crews on Thursday were focused on containing two areas of uncontrolled burning just south of U.S. Highway 6 along the Republican River. Scotts Bluff police were called to an alleyway after receiving reports of multiple individuals with power tools surrounding a car. Court documents stated that one of the individuals was 30-year-old Jeremy Steen. Steen was charged with possession of stolen property and drug paraphernalia. I'm Trey Stahl, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranties. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville High football coach Dustin Hoyer tendered his resignation from coaching and teaching at MHS. According to the Marysville Advocate, Hoyer did not comment on his reason for leaving. The Hanover native has served as head Bulldog football coach the past nine seasons, going 44-45, taking over a program that was winless the season prior to his arrival. This past season, the team went 2-6. He has reportedly accepted a teaching assignment for social studies next year at Hanover, where his brother Matt Hoyer continues as head football coach. Marysville is advertising for a PE teacher and head coach replacement, with hopes that candidates can be considered at the May school board meeting. The historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville will host an open house dedication Saturday afternoon at 1, recognizing completion of the Jake Perez Reading Room. Named in honor of Perez, a longtime employee of the Union Pacific, the space is dedicated to railroad-related books and materials, including the collection of a late Byron and Eulalia Guys, who were railroad and steam engine enthusiasts in Marysville. An open house is planned Saturday with completion of the latest Habitat for Humanity house in Blue Rapids with the John and Mandy Snyder family. Family and volunteers assisted with construction of a three-bedroom home at 704 Genesee on a lot which was donated by Roger and Connie Edwards of Blue Rapids. A number of others contributed various materials, and several organizations helped with the effort. The open house, Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m. A book signing is planned Saturday at the Blue Rapids Library from 1 to 3 with Kansas author Roxanne Yonke, who recently had her book published, 100 Things to Do in Kansas Before You Die. Her first book, Midwest Travel Adventures, led the Nebraska native to explore Kansas, and she explains what makes this region interesting.
Now, Northeast Kansas is just interesting because of all the bleeding Kansas stuff. So it seems like you just don't go anywhere in Northeast Kansas without finding something that relates back to bleeding Kansas. I mean, you have now this is not in the book, but the Lane Trail. Okay, well, we can't go over from Missouri, so let's just go up into Nebraska and down.
Ties to the Oregon Trail were of interest to Yonke.
I'm interested in Alcove Springs, I mean, partly because I grew up along the Oregon Trail in Nebraska. And I heard about Alcove Springs and that basically one of the Donner's delays was because they lost a lady there and the Donner's named Alcove Springs. And, of course, history tells us what happened to those people. They got trapped in the Sierra Mountains.
Blue Rapids Public Library will again host author Roxanne Yonke Saturday afternoon.
Okay, so I will be in Blue Rapids from 1 to 3 in the public library.
Okay, and you'll have copies of your books there that people can purchase if they don't already have it?
That is correct. And, of course, if you already have the book, please come anyway, and I'll be glad to autograph them.
NECAP Head Start is accepting applications for the upcoming school year. Accepting applications for preschool center-based children ages 3 to 5 and home-based early Head Start children prenatal to 2 years old. A preschool preview open house is planned Friday, April 29th at the NECAP Marshall County Head Start Center in Marysville at 302 Alston. Drop by anytime from 8:30 till 3:30. Visit with staff, take tours, crafts will be available, and get your child enrolled in the free Head Start programs. For details, check their Facebook page or their website, kneecap.org, for more information. Kester House Museum and Gardens will host an Arbor Day celebration Saturday, 10 until noon, planting a new tree in the garden with a public welcome to register for drawings for trees to give away. Richard Bartles, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, Maryland, the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Richard Bartles. Wilbur G. Juniman, age 89, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 11 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Wilbur Juniman. Leela M. Anderson McCray, age 93, of Scottsdale, Arizona, formerly of Hiawatha and of the Waterville community, passed away Saturday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Chapel Oaks Funeral Home, Hiawatha. Interment following in the Mount Hope Cemetery. Visitation Friday after 10 a.m. at the Chapel Oaks Funeral Home of Hiawatha, in charge of arrangements for Leela Anderson McCray.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku Streaming Stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller@usd223.org.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for more rain and thunderstorms throughout the region today, and southeast winds will pick up between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying a bit warmer today with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid 70s and upper 80s throughout Kansas, in the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Missouri. More showers overnight tonight, but temperatures will start to cool down throughout parts of the region, with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and mid 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying breezy and cooler throughout Saturday with more rain showers, with westerly winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Showers will continue throughout Saturday night before clearing up with sunshine throughout Sunday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 70, record high on this date 99. The average low 47 and the record low 30. Sunset this evening 8:18, sunrise in the morning at 6:31. Welcome rumble of thunderstorms moving across the region this morning. Another round of thunderstorms this evening could include some gusty winds, small hail, and possible severe weather.
Which is America's true windy city? A look at the weather stats today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 29th, the 119th day of the year. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld shares a birthday with actress Uma Thurman, and the musical Hair opened on Broadway on this day in 1968. How strong is the city of Chicago's claim on the title of the Windy City? Statistics show that several major cities have higher average wind speeds, including Boston, Milwaukee, and the weather station at New York's Kennedy Airport. The town with the highest average wind speed is Dodge City, Kansas, while the record for wind extremes belongs to Mount Washington Observatory in New Hampshire. So why is Chicago the windy city? Some argue it has nothing to do with the weather, but a reputation the city's early founders had for a certain windiness when promoting their town's advantages. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
This Mother's Day, show her you care with something beautiful from Reflections. Shop boutique clothing and accessories, home and garden decor, willow tree figurines, meaningful cards, pop-up bouquets, gourmet chocolate, candy, and so much more. Don't forget graduation is coming soon. Find everything you need to celebrate this year's graduates. From party supplies, fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, and great cards. There is something for everyone at Reflections. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store in downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Los Angeles Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert will visit Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs on September 15th in the first game on Amazon Prime Video's Thursday Night Football package. The matchup was announced on Thursday during the first round of the NFL draft. Amazon will pay $1 billion a season to carry the games for 11 years. Prime Video will carry 15 regular season and one preseason game. The league announced last week that the complete schedule will be released on May 12th. However, international games will be revealed on May 4th, with other notable matchups being announced the week of May 9th. Kansas City Royals shortstop Alberto Mondesi's season is in jeopardy after tests Thursday revealed a torn ACL ligament of his left knee. The 26-year-old Mondesi, who played in only 35 games in 2021 because of left hamstring and left oblique injuries, had started 14 to 15 games this season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Lindsborg police say two juveniles deliberately contaminated a water cooler used by Kansas Wesleyan University's baseball program over the weekend. A release from the Lindsborg Police Department said the two boys added lime paint, which is used on fields, to the water cooler. No one associated with Kansas Wesleyan or its opponent, Bethany College, tampered with the water, police said. A photo on Twitter showed what one Kansas Wesleyan University baseball player discovered in the team's water cooler on Sunday, though the substance was not paint thinner, as the tweet claimed. Ayoka Lee continues to collect honors for her outstanding 2021-22 season, as she's been recognized by the Kansas City Sports Commission with the 2022 Children's Mercy Sports Medicine Center Sportswoman of the Year Award. Lee will receive her award at the 49th Annual Kansas City Sports Award Banquet presented by Populous on Thursday, June 9th at the Kansas City Downtown Marriott Muehlbach Tower. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
CJ Express is convenient for you with three locations. CJ West in Marysville and Frankfort offer Hunt Brothers Pizza with all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy and delicious Bird Check fried chicken and a selection of sandwiches, salads, as well as grab-and-go hot food options that meet your taste. Drop by, call in, order online, or download their super convenient mobile app. Local delivery is available too, and always count on Sinclair quality gasoline at all three locations, with diesel too at CJ Express East in Marysville and Frankfort.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Celebrate May Day by surprising family and friends with a May basket hung on their door. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. May baskets, like dancing around the maple, have been associated with May Day for more than 150 years. This Northern Hemisphere holiday welcomed warmer weather and what many considered the beginning of summer. Baskets were made of paper, although you may choose to make yours out of twigs, paper plates, tin cans, cloth, or other items. In the past, people filled the baskets with spring flowers, candies, or other small items. Paper flowers, cut flowers, and small potted plants are still a good choice. Consider adding a few packets of flower or vegetable seeds, plant labels, or other items to encourage the recipient to plant a garden. And shh, let's just keep this between us. We don't want this holiday to become filled with commercial cards, baskets, and trinkets. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Imagine flying a plane called the Super Guppy. There are only two in existence, and one is here for the world to see. As the name implies, it's not your average aircraft. It's a plane that has a 46-foot bulge in the middle. What is it used for? The answer on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Of all of the aircraft in the collection at the Pima Air and Space Museum, Scott Mershan perhaps gets the most questions about this one.
One that really gathers a lot of attention is probably visually one of the biggest aircraft we have here is the Aerospace Lines 377 Super Guppy. These were built in the early 60s to move Saturn rocket components around for the Apollo program.
Only two were built. The other is in El Paso and is still used by NASA.
It's a really incredibly useful airframe. They use it for moving lightweight, bulky objects like satellites or booster rockets or sensitive instrumentation packages, telescopes, and that sort of thing.
The Super Guppy does look a bit like a very large guppy, 150 feet long with a 46-foot tall bulge to hold those large, bulky objects. You can see a picture on the American Countryside Facebook page.
It's an interesting airplane because the whole front end of it opens up like a clamshell. It's quite a sight to see. They park the airplane, jack up in support, and the whole front end pivots up just like you're opening your front door. And they slide the cargo in and button it back up and reattach the control linkages and off they go.
They also have NASA's KC-135 Stratotanker here. Of course, you know it by another name.
Its official nickname is the Weightless Wonder, but the crews and anybody who flew on it knew it as the Vomit Comet. And that's because it was used to do zero gravity training. And they would do a big climb up to about 35,000 feet and then nose over into a dive. So it would simulate weightlessness.
It provided 30 to 45 seconds of weightlessness each time it made a dive and provided astronauts with a similar feeling to working in zero gravity in space. The craft are just part of the impressive NASA collection at the museum. Driving the Countryside in Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectible auction for the Dolores Sutton Estate and Harold and Virginia Sutton Saturday, April 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 700 Cooley Street in Blue Rapids. Selling appliances to include a stack washer and dryer, 26 cubic foot refrigerator, washer and dryer set, 60-inch flat-screen TV, plus 3- and 4-piece bedroom sets, other furniture, and kitchen items. Hand tools include power tools. A rotting lawnmower is a 13-horse 30-inch, plus a 5-horse chipper vac. Other yard items, antiques and collectibles include an upright phonograph and records, 2 tabletop Victrolas, player piano and rolls. Primitives include frame, leather, cushion, barber chair, round galvanized icebox. Glassware includes carnival, cobalt blue, ruby red, milk glass, crystal, and depression. This household and collectible auction for the Dolores Sutton Estate and Harold and Virginia Sutton, Saturday, April 30th, begins at 10 a.m. in Blue Rapids at 700 Cooley Street. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
It isn't always coyotes and dogs snatching your animals. It might be a hawk. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Prevention is the best solution for keeping hungry raptors away as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
We have hawks that fly around the yard looking for mice, and that's okay with us. However, it's not okay to see them gobbling up prized poultry or songbirds at the feeder. Gail Garber is the executive director of an organization called Hawks Aloft and says songbirds are part of a predatory bird's diet. We may not like it, but it's a necessary part of the life cycle.
It's important to remember that raptors have a role in the environment, and they tend to call out the birds that are old or very young or sick or weak in some way or just have poor responses. And they actually help keep prey populations healthy by controlling those types of birds.
Sharp-shinned and Cooper's hawks are the most likely to snatch a bird at the feeder. There really isn't an easy fix for that. However, you could stop filling the feeders for about a week and the hawks might go somewhere else. Predatory birds salivate over poultry and will swoop down for an easy chicken dinner. Lock poultry up at night in a secure, enclosed area. During the day, a dog will drive away a raptor looking for a free meal. You can't prevent a hawk from hunting for food. Nearly all wild bird species are protected, and it's illegal to kill them unless you get a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But you may be able to scare them away. Try something that randomly makes noise or a device called a flapper.
It's hanging and it's on a swivel, and it actually has light that reflects, and so it spins in the wind and it makes light, and it moves at different times because of that, and that actually has been known to deter some birds from coming into an area.
Learn more about bird control techniques at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sons of the earth, how beautiful
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Controlled environment agriculture. Simply put, farming indoors. That's today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. Controlled environment agriculture may be an option for those who want to farm but don't have access to land. Nicola Kerslake is co-founder of Contain Incorporated, which helps secure funding for prospective indoor farmers and also runs a marketplace for used equipment for them.
Our greatest hope is that we start to see a broader variety of crops grown within these systems. There's an enormous opportunity for some of the high-value crops that have long, messy supply chains, things like vanilla, saffron, to be located closer to the final production areas.
Kerslake says not just any structure can be converted to farming use.
One of the challenges we've seen with existing buildings is folks think that they can just roll some grow systems in and get going. And typically that's not something that is going to be acceptable from either an insurance or a health and safety point of view. And so we always encourage folks to look at the retrofit costs.
Curse Lake says Contain surveyed prospective indoor farmers and found many of them need financing.
It's become a lot easier for folks to find that funding, but it's still an expensive endeavor, particularly given that 80% of indoor farmers have never farmed before.
Learn more at contain.ag. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy has now come out to say that it's been a volatile month, and thanks to a host of international issues, he notes that oil prices have dropped to right around $93 a barrel, at least what it was last week, only to rocket back up to $108 for Monday's trade this week. DeHaan says while oil prices are moving higher, gasoline and diesel prices continue to decrease. And he adds that it may take a little bit of time for prices to move higher because of the lag, not only in the upside, but the downside and what we see at the local pump.
There's a little bit more margin stations have right now because of how high prices go before they started to recede. And that gives stations some time to slowly push discounts to the retail level, and that's why even though oil prices are up considerably from a week ago, there's still enough padding, so to speak, that stations don't have to send those higher prices along just yet.
He goes on to point out that if oil prices continue to advance, the price you pay at the pump may eventually move even higher. And when it comes to the question of pump prices into the future, especially with the warmer weather and summer months not too far down the road, he says it's very hard to predict what consumers may actually face. He says a host of headlines are causing the current volatility, making it difficult to see just over a couple of weeks in advance.
The European Union, for example, continues to mull over additional sanctions on Russia's oil and gas sector, which could boost prices significantly. But from what I understand, sources have said that the EU is waiting to implement sanctions until after the French election. So there could be further price implications down the road.
He goes on to say that right now the global economy is still in the midst of the pandemic, adding China has seen a big uptick as well in COVID-19 cases, which lowered expected oil demand on their front. At the same time, with the ongoing conflict between Russia and the Ukraine, putting some more pressure on the markets. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Flip that switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh, no. Electric rates have increased dramatically was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Many farmers who apply for federal funding to assist in implementing voluntary conservation practices on their land, like improving soil health or developing habitats for bees and other pollinators, are being rejected by their local USDA office. According to a new report by the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, payments for pollution, how federal conservation programs can better benefit farmers and the environment. Well, that's because in many cases, the limited budgets are being misdirected to large operations, while thousands of farmers are being turned away from contracts that could help them pay for conservation improvements and help their bottom line. USDA economists say the warfare in Ukraine and higher interest rates would affect food prices, but in opposite ways. Prices for meat, that's the biggest item on grocery lists, forecast to rise by 6% this year, compared with the average meat price during 2021, double the usual increase of 2.9% a year. Prices for dairy products forecast to rise by 6.5%, fresh fruit by 6.5%, cereal and baked products by 6.5%. The fats and oils would climb by 8.5% this year compared to the long-run average of just 2.3%. Kansas Farmers Union announcing that Nick Levadosky has been selected to fill the position of their executive director by the board of directors. Levadosky previously worked for the Farmers Union in Kansas and legislative as well as special projects from 2011 through 2015. Now, since 2016, he served both in the Wisconsin Farmers Union and Rocky Mountain Farmers Union in government relations and external affairs. He's a native of Republic County and a degree holder from Kansas State in Ag Communications and Journalism. He begins his new duties June 1st. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Adding animals to your herd also means the potential for health risks. Ask questions and inspect the animals before bringing them home on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Is when many 4-H and FFA families add new cattle, pigs, horses, and other animals to their farms. It also means potentially bringing home new diseases. Katie Okert is a 4-H animal science educator at Michigan State University. She says before you make the purchase, check the animal to see that it's healthy and in good shape, and ask for health records.
I always recommend to ask that you get a history of vaccination and then also a herd health overview, you know, any issues that that particular farm may have had within their entire herd within the past year or two, because those are things that you'll want to look at. And you have the option to always do a veterinary pre-purchase exam.
Okert recommends a quarantine or separation from your home herd for 30 days.
In that 30 days, you'll be able to monitor behavior so you can decide where that animal appropriately fits in the herd that you already have. You'll be able to identify if they are symptomatic of anything and be able to treat them accordingly. And you'll get a feel for that animal's quote-unquote personality, what their disposition is like.
If you don't have the facilities to provide a separate area for them, she says to do your best to prevent nose-to-nose contact with the the other animals during the quarantine. When you're doing chores, always tend to the new animals last. This will help prevent human cross-contamination of any pathogens. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for adding animals to the herd at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Z71 pickup. They have a like new 2020 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a Z71 package, one owner, four door, and available for immediate test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today, getting closer to the wrap-up of the day. Been pretty consistent on the board, so kind of mixed in the grains, mixed in the livestock, mostly lower now in the livestock as we go through a Friday today. Corn market has slowed down quite a bit over the last hour. May corn sitting 7.25 cents higher right now at 8.23 1/4. The July corn's up by 6.25 at 8.19 3/4. In the wheat market, they've taken a bit of a hit today with May Casey wheat down 25 cents at 11.11 1/4, with the July in the red 26.5 at 11.14 3/4. Over in the bean market, they have seen some green for most of the day. They've slowed down a little bit, but still positive, as May beans are up 10 cents right now at 17.16 1/2. July in the green by 7 cents at 16.92. On the meal side, May meals up 70 cents right now at 4.40.90. And the soybean oil for May in the red by $1.06 at 89.54. Cotton market, they're seeing some green numbers in the early futures here. Some of the later ones are taking a bit of a hit today. May cotton's up $1.68, what at 154.76. July cotton's down 6 pennies at 147.62. In the oats market as well, they're seeing it mixed, with May oats up 17 cents at 7.10 even a bushel. The July is down 2.75 cents at 6.69. Real quick, in the livestock market, things are still mostly lower here. A little bit of green in the live cattle for April is there about off the board, up $3.40 at 141.90. June live cattle's down 87 cents at 133.02. Feeder cattle for May down 75 cents right now at 157.20. And the lean hogs for May are down $3.05 at $100.92. U.S. dollar index, a little bit of red here for a Friday, as the June index is down 69 cents at 102.96. 30-year bonds for June down slightly at 140.21. And 10-year notes are down slightly at 119.02. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sale.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.